Yep, it's Figgy Smith's tape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to everyone out there. Before we get into the turkey leg hut drama, we got to finish talking about this 100 men versus one gorilla. So
it's been going on all day.
Yeah. It's been going on for a couple days. Mm-hmm. So I was talking to my man Nick Russo for 100.3 The Bull. This guy right here.
Atta baby.
Shout out to my man right there. And he actually asked me the question. He brought it up to me. So okay. Apparently it got to his timeline too. And before I play what he had to say, I just want to give a draft profile of a silverback gorilla.
Okay.
Because a lot.
Yeah, draft profile, Mel Kiper style.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, ESPN style, because a lot of people are really thinking into this, and I want to play this right before y'all give an answer on who y'all think will win.
Okay.
The biggest gorilla ever recorded in the wild was a silverback found in Cameroon, Africa. He was 6'5" tall and weighed about 589 pounds. Although, in captivity, male gorillas can weigh up to about 683 pounds. Gorillas are so strong, with silverbacks capable of lifting heavy weights of up to 1,800 pounds. They are not to be messed with.
So I just want to throw that out there while you're sitting here thinking like,
You
I
said wonder. Up to 6'5"?
No, see, that one was 6'5".
Yeah, that was the largest, largest recorded.
6'5". He said they could get up to
1,800 pounds.
They could weigh up to 600 some pounds.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right.
And bench press 1,800.
Yeah, this ain't no fat, sloppy man.
So that's three dudes. Pounds. You know what I mean? So I'm seeing that the one silverback's like three dudes. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have 100 of them?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm just noticing.
Okay. So here's Nick Russo right here. Pretty much he's on the side. He think it can happen. He think 100 dudes can take down a silverback gorilla.
Human intelligence. We've already had this fight 1,000 years ago. It was, man versus beast of all kinds, and we have human intelligence. So we're gonna figure out a plan to take him down. Like we're not. Yes, in a fist fight, it would be impossible. But human intelligence versus a silverback, who knows? Like,
so you think 100 people could beat, or yes. 100 guys could beat a silverback gorilla?
I believe so, yeah. I don't think it'll be easy. A few people are going to have to get sacrificed. I mean, because you're going to distract him somehow, and he's going to be because one bite from a silverback gorilla is going to take your arm damn near off.
Yeah.
So hopefully he gets distracted, and then you can come the other way, right? Like, that's the only way. Like, it's teamwork.
He's crazy.
I do love that he's like human ingenuity, and I'm like, yes,
human intelligence.
There's no.
Oh, he lost me when he said human intelligence.
No tools involved here, friend.
Because I'm like,
yes.
I'm like, dog. Look at this. Did you hear that draft profile?
Well, yes, and he said in a fist fight, I don't care how smart you are, how much human intelligence, still gonna be a fist fight.
But
it's still gonna.
we're really just leaning on the idea that we are throwing literal bodies.
Yes.
At this silverback gorilla.
Sacrifice.
And I do love. He's like, yeah, some people are gonna have to be sacrificed, and it's always some people, and it's never. Well, yeah, me and a few folks are gonna have to be sacrificed. Like that's the issue, right? The human intelligence goes out the way. When we start feeling endangered, and I know where you'll feel endangered is as soon as you stare face to face with an angry silverback gorilla. That's when.
Yeah. My favorite tweet, because I look at all the funny tweets about this. My favorite one is somebody tweeted 100 gorillas versus 2007 Chris Benoit. I'm taking Chris Benoit on this one, man.
Wow.
He will put a gorilla in the crippler crossface.
This is almost, but I get the argument because there are people on Nick's side.
There's so many people though. It's just the sheer amount of numbers. If you can get everybody pulling in one direction, get some gouging of some eyeballs or whatever. Like I can get myself to the place. I just don't know about the probability of this.
Even if you have 100 dudes that can all bench press 350, he throws up 1,800. Like they'll throw you around.
He gonna
like
get
a,
tired though.
So will you.
He gonna get
when
tired.
When he's swatting at you.
Not all 100 of us.
And you said, if they bite you.
You can't get all of us.
If they bite you, how about he just swats your face? It'll take your face off.
All right, it's the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. So I don't know if you guys heard. I'm waiting on this documentary to happen with Turkey Leg Hut. So if you haven't heard. Former Turkey Leg Hut owner Lynn Price was arrested for allegedly setting an old business partner bar which is bar 5015. He set it on fire, man. He allegedly hired some dudes to go gasoline it up and set it on fire.
Can I press pause real quick?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do you feel if you are the current owner of Turkey Leg Hut and your name keep getting dragged through the mud because he's not even part of us no more. Mm-hmm. He don't work here no more.
Well, it don't even exist now.
Yeah, it's right. Gone
it's fair.
It's totally gone now, mm-hmm. but his face and brand, all that stuff is always going to be, it's going to lead back to Turkey Leg Hut. But this is KPRC2 with the news and the breakdown of that situation.
Federal prosecutors say Price conspired to set fire to bar 5015 back in 2020, a bar owned by his former business partner. He's accused of recruiting a group, including two other Houston men, to pour gasoline and ignite the fire. The indictment also alleges Price paid them afterward. In a separate incident, Price is accused of paying to have a stolen classic car, a 1975 Chevy Nova, set on fire.
That brother just all on, man.
Just scamming.
The crazy thing is, you can see it all on video.
Like, oh, yeah?
The people just walking around with the gasoline.
I wish any of this would surprise me by now, but it doesn't.
Dude, this is going to be no pun intended, a fire documentary, man.
I mean,
it's going to be a great documentary. Just
all
from
the
start,
things they've done.
Man, just all the headlines they got, just being great, or just the hype for it, and just the downturn of it, man. Like, we witnessed it all.
All of it.
Within like, what, 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
Like, just, it wasn't even that long.
How were you this bad at everything?
Right.
Like,
but they were good at it originally.
Well, someone was good at it. Yeah. It seems like old boy Mr. Price here was not that good because from the 281, anybody notice the downfall of Turkey Leg Hut started with the new dress code? Remember who put that dress code in place?
He did.
Old boy.
Yeah.
Upset the customer base. Mm-hmm. Ran that thing down and they started borrowing money from folks. Yeah. Right? Yeah. And then apparently you couldn't be good as a businessman. You weren't even a good criminal, man. How are we finding out that you was out here doing insurance fraud? I'm assuming that's what this was. It's not just like I'm trying to burn down someone.
It's a lot of stuff going on. Yeah, it's a lot of stuff. So
that is nasty work. Real nasty work.
And by the way, he got another restaurant, Oyster Hut.
Yeah, I'm going to have to pass on that.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going right now. Maybe somebody else running it. I don't know.
All right, so if you do not trust a restaurateur, are oysters the literal worst, like, fare to have on your menu if I don't trust you as a restaurateur?
Yeah, that is absolutely true.
You know what I mean? Like, if it's like the Chicken Hut, I'm like, all right. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not impossible.
Bad chicken,
but
ain't going
to
kill you.
It's harder to do bad chicken.
Yeah.
Bad oysters, friend?
Yeah.
Nah, brother, I will pass on that 10 times out of 10.
Yeah, no, I agree. So I'm waiting on this documentary to happen. Somebody put this documentary in the works so I could watch it from beginning
to end. It would
be
a great one. There's no question about that.
I could tell my kids, like, man, I remember. I was at Turkey.
I ate there.
Yeah, I ate there before.
And they're going to be like, why, Grandpa?
Yeah.
All right, Mid-State in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Speaking of fire, the Cavaliers beat the Miami Heat.
Woo!
138-83.
You need a stronger word than beat.
They beat the mess out of
them. Yeah, I think.
They silverback grilled them.
Yeah.
Too much. I'm sorry. It's too much.
No, seriously, man. I think they was up by like 61 at one point, man. I'm like, goodness
gracious.
Wasn't
it a 55-point victory ultimately?
It was a 55-point victory.
I saw 60. Mm-hmm. It might have been more. But
no, they was up by 60, and then they got a couple garbage time threes that made it 60. Make it 50. Man, it was bad.
Like, at that point, you should start a fight, right? Yeah. Like, that is one of those, I might lose this game, but I will not lose the fight type moments. I feel like at that point, this is disrespect. I got to fight somebody.
Yeah, and I want to say Tyler Hero said, we ain't going out without a fight.
Yeah, he did.
And, you know, we ain't getting swept 4-0. We ain't going out without a fight.
And that's exactly what they went out with.
Yeah
without a fight. And this is inside the NBA. This is halftime, by the way. This is at halftime.
Oh, no.
And this is all the jokes they had about this game.
This reminds me of a karate movie when a guy comes into the town and just start beating everybody up. It's just like slapping people, pow, pow, just coming through there. This is what this looks like, man.
This might be the worst game I've ever watched.
This is quitting at its finest right here. This, like, I bet if we went to their house, all their stuff is already packed.
Well, no, it's not packed. They live in Miami.
No, you got to leave. You, listen.
They live in Miami.
Dude, you lost by 38 the last game. You can't stay in Miami. You lost by 30 and you're down 40 at halftime.
You actually lost by 37.
Okay, my bad.
Game three.
If you lose by 37 then come back and lose by 40, you can't stay in town. You know better.
That's your house. Yeah. You live.
So just in case you was wondering, the plus differential was 122.
Oh, in the
throughout
series?
The whole series, yes. Yeah. So it wasn't just the game three and game four. It was all series.
The number of points that they lost by over the course of the series feels like it's a whole nother game.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Like, it's just a whole, and a good one, too. They put 120? That's, wow. Wow.
They were down 73 to 33.
You know what the real indicator of how bad it is? Chuck make fun of people. Kenny sometimes make fun of people. I don't think I've ever heard Ernie
said this was the worst. Yeah. He was
Ernie
Johnson on the jokes too. Yeah.
Make fun of people so flatly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He said that was the worst game. And Ernie has worked a lot of games, man. Ernie has been there for decades. Mm-hmm. Wow.
That was the worst game he ever saw. It was crazy. But I want to, now this is a conversation we always have. Which is the worst way to lose? Mm-hmm. Would you rather lose a blowout game like that, or maybe a close game, just a close game loss or whatever?
Sure. In terms of how you feel, I always say blowout because at some point you just resign yourself to the fact that, well, that one's done. But I don't know if I would go as far as 60.
Yeah. Yeah, but I feel like this is what we got to start thinking about when people are like, oh, no, I'd rather have a blowout. No, you would not.
Not if it's that much.
So let me ask you this. Would you rather lose like how the Miami Heat lost? Or let's take it back to Sunday when the Rangers were playing the Giants.
Oh, yeah.
And this was the bottom of the ninth. First batter, I think it might have been first pitch. And this is how that game went.
1-for-2. Taps this one to third. And he sails it down the right field line. Robinson's on the move. And he is going to stop. No, now he's going to go to third. Here's the throw. It gets by him. Here comes Ramos. This game is over. The Giants win the game on a Little League home run. Tell me you've seen that one before.
I'm glad they put it on the call because I was like, oh, this is Little League. Y'all just throwing the ball all over the yard.
Yeah. Threw it past first baseman, threw it past third baseman.
Yep. Which is the worst way to lose? Like, would you rather have that 60-point? Well, it was technically 55
or whatever, yeah.
Lose like that or lose how the Rangers lost?
I don't want to lose like the Rangers lost. There's no way I want to lose like the Rangers lost.
Both of them are really embarrassing.
Now, I will say, like, it's a little different with baseball now because it's the regular season, so we're going to forget about this game tomorrow or whatever. But just in general, like, not even counting the playoff game with the Cavs and the Heat, man, that is a tough loss for the Rangers, man. To lose like that.
It was humiliating. That was
the embarrassing part. Just the way, like, it'd be one thing if it was just a regular inside the park home run. Mm-hmm. But, dog, y'all throwing the ball all over the field, man.
It was wild.
Yeah, they got the lemon booty now, didn't they? I think I might go Rangers.
You'd rather lose that way?
Dog. they was out here getting disrespected. From the 2-8-1, it was 70 to 25 at one point.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, you're not even in the same class.
But see, at least at that point,
you're done. These guys
are light year ahead of us. Like, so much more talented. It's over. We ain't about to come back and
you think I'm about to be happy about that? Let them fans talk crazy.
Well, you're not happy about it either.
Hey, those fans wasn't even there, man. Yeah. It's funny because whenever, like, the Cavs turned the ball over, you'll hear the announcer, turnover!
Nobody's
doing
nothing.
It was dead quiet in there, man. I'm like, man, it felt like this playing in an empty arena.
It was a practice.
Nobody was cheering.
Yeah, but that's still your squad. If somebody come talk to you like, hey, what happened to your boys? You ain't got nothing to say. Like, at least in that Ranger circumstance, they go, hey, what happened with your boys? Hey, man, I don't know, man. They was doing so good, and then something happened. Hey, what happened with your Heat? Mm-hmm. I don't even want to talk about it. Like, you have no, there's no words.
Yeah.
There's no excuses. There is simply shame. There is just shame.
Shame.
Yeah, it was bad. right, get you all out of here on this. By the way, USC beats UCLA.
USC and won.
And it wasn't even close.
The sad part is I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. Tristan, the USC beats Asher of UCLA in the first ever live stream sperm race. Do y'all want to hear this PvP?
Of course we do.
I don't, but you're going to play it anyways.
USC. Oh, they're going.
Are they cussing?
Who's winning? Who's winning?
Once they enter the chamber, we are
live. Are you guys ready? Oh! Oh!
This is enormous. Jimmy is off to the races. This might not even be close.
Oh, my God.
All of those years of YouTube.
Who is that?
The feminist. The 800 credit score. Jimmy is long gone. No, his swimmers aren't even on the screen. This is a microscopic masterclass.
Hey,
they were running in a circle. They were swimming.
No, so they went through the circle,
and then they went.
Then they took off. Yeah. So, Tristan, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
His took off even quicker. The other guy wasn't even on the screen yet. He was just gone.
Yeah. I gotta admit,
it wasn't even close.
As much as I am engaging with this portion of the segment against my will. That's a great call at the very end. A microscopic masterclass is kind of a ball. That's kind of a great call.
This is on the screen. This is a microscopic masterclass.
It's kind of good.
They made this a real big event.
Yeah, they did.
Apparently, I want to say Ty Dolla $ign, artist performed right before it. It was like a big. It was a big event.
You could hear the crowd.
How do you feel about your career if you're like, hey, you want to do the sperm race? you want to play that?
You want to call that? How did USC win when they're the Trojans?
Don't feel good about that.
You ever thought about that?
Don't feel good about that.
You ever thought about that?
I feel shame. Don't feel good about that. Don't.
Bars.
How? Yeah, thank you.
Don't give them the horns. Bars. No. No.
You would have thought they'd have been, you know, blocked.
Now, we did bet on them, so if we would have
actually
bet
money.
We did. We took the Trojans.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
We would have won some money.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Well, that's we're done. That's the full.
We can play some more play.
I think we're good. All right. That is Spiggy's mixtape. Every weekday at 1:20 p.m. right here in Loop on Sports Radio 610 at the Figgy Fig on social media. If you see something that you believe is mixtape worthy, and yes, 713. The Heat. He said karma for screwing over Jimmy Buckets. Riley needs to retire. He wins again. Jimmy Butler. Finds a way to win again.
He was in the building looking pissed, too.
He wins again. Just every time, he ends up in a different place. And he is the winner, and everybody else are the losers. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. All right. Coming up next, let's get a chance to hang out and talk with the fellas of The Drive, Clint and Ron. We will do that